Next case, please.
The next application is 11,760 Billy Mastin and Patrick Hancock. Seek variances from the front yard setback and side yard setback, sections 115-25C, 115-182D, and 115-183C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Madison Avenue, approximately 574 feet south of Lighthouse Road. The 911 address is 13404 Madison Avenue, Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 533, map 20.19, parcel 80. Specifically, they are requesting a 0.1-foot side yard variance, a 3.6-foot variance from the side, and a 7.7-foot variance from the front. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and one mail return. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record? Whatever mailing address you use.
Patrick Hancock, Federal Drive.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Yes, my wife, Billy Mattson, and I own a residence located at 13404 Madison Avenue that we acquired in November 2010 from Wayne and Roberta Ledham with the goal of eventual retirement in a few years. I'm going to need, I think, some clarification. I came thinking that we were seeking a variance for the front yard setback to accommodate some steps to a deck in front. Our current plan would infringe by 7 feet 8.5 inches. The tenth of a foot side yard variance you pointed out to me at the beginning, and what was the third one?
The third one is, since you're going to be raising the property, The steps are going to be going up to the second floor, which means they're going to be encroaching.
Oh yeah,
setback, so that's 3.6 feet for the side yard. So you've got the steps on the side.
The steps on the side that are currently existing.
Right, but if you're going to be raising the building,
they would get longer but not wider.
They're going to get taller.
Right.
And that's the problem.
They're allowed to encroach a certain amount at their first floor, and once you start going to the second floor,
then they need
Yeah. What if we got rid of those steps?
You wouldn't need that setback. I don't know what you need.
Because my wife actually wants to get rid of those steps, but
it's going to be a long drop down.
Well, yeah, we'll lock that door. Anyhow, the home was moved to this lot and set upon the existing foundation by the previous owners. At that time, the owner procured a variance for the rear yard setback and the north side yard setback. Clearly, the house is a little large for the lot on which it sits, as noted in the minutes for this board dated November 19th, 2001, case number 7616. Our primary goal is to lift the house about 5 more feet for a total of 8 feet above grade in the wake of Hurricane Sandy, which had water literally at our front doorstep. We wish to lift the home for health and safety reasons. Dampness and at times standing water in the crawl space and the presence of some white mold on the underside of the house have all contributed to this decision. We also hope to lower our flood insurance. After lifting, the proposed access stairs on the front of the house will protrude into the front setback by 7 feet 8.5 inches, according to my calculations. The footprint of the house and deck will remain unchanged. Item two, we believe lifting the house for health and safety reasons is wise. However, after the lift, we will need more steps to reach the front deck. Building the steps will not be possible without a minor encroachment into the front setback area. Item three, while the applicant is making the decision to lift the house for health and safety reasons, which creates the need for more steps, placing this particular house on a relatively small lot was done by the previous owner. Earlier variances for the previous owner were attached when I sent materials in. Item number four, the essential character of the neighborhood is residential. Many of our neighbors' homes have already been lifted or were constructed this way in the first place, especially homes to the west, east, and north. We do not believe that adding steps to access our raised home will alter the character of the neighborhood at all. And item five, our steps require 12 treads to reach the deck surface of the raised home. Rather than make a single run of steps that would make a longer encroachment into the front of the front setback, we have made two smaller runs with a landing in the middle. This arrangement reduces the encroachment into the front setback significantly while still maintaining access to space below the house.
If you don't install the steps and landing on the side, where would you have a second?
No, it's required to have two ways of ingress, egress. Well, then I guess we would have to have it on the side. I kind of thought that was the case when my wife brought up the issue that she didn't want those steps, and I said, well, I think we got to have them.
So there's no other place you can't put them inside the house?
We did look at that. We haven't found a good way to do that just yet. We thought of a second set of steps underneath the house coming up somehow in the middle. We haven't figured out a good way to do that just yet.
So
the engineer that was working with us couldn't figure out a way to do it.
The newly created space would be additional storage or usable space.
You mean underneath?
Underneath.
No, it's just a place to park a car or back in a boat trailer. It would not be finished space. The idea is to raise the house and put concrete piers, probably concrete piers, because we couldn't move the house to put a pile driver in there, but build up concrete with pretty big gaps so that airflow could get under the house and keep it drier.
Okay. No other questions?
So there's no expansion whatsoever of the living area?
No.
It could be considered the first floor, so technically then he wouldn't need
the variance.
The variance, because
he'd be within 5 feet.
He would be within the 5 feet, and if it goes to the first floor, yes. So then he does not need, he would only need the variance for the side where the house, and then the front.
Because that's further than 5 feet.
That is beyond the 5 feet.
The only thing I would add is that under the house, we did plan like a, within the footprint of the house, like a utility room, not finished living space, but a place to put
storage.
Well, storage, electrical box,
mechanical
stuff. Yeah.
And the proposed steps on the side and landing, how far do they extend from the house?
You mean how wide are they? I think about maybe 3 feet.
Approach 5 feet into the setback.
For a set of stairs, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
If that's, you know, the determination that it's first floor.
They're 3.5 feet wide.
Right.
But yeah, they could encroach up to 5 feet. So if they are considered to the first floor, then they do not require a variance because they are less than 5 feet.
The question is, are we considering this first door?
I mean, I think that could be up to the board to make a determination on that.
Right, that's fine.
But you know, if you felt that it was the first floor, I think we want to make sure that's articulated.
Right. So if we do articulate that is considered all first floor area, then you could be 5 feet from the property line if you needed to make those steps slightly wider.
Okay.
Now,
on the side steps.
On the side.
Side.
Yeah. The front, you're beyond the 5 feet, so you know the variance would stand at 7.7 feet.
Okay.
You said he needs a variance on the other side?
The 9.9 foot, the previous owner got a variance from the tent,
right,
the rear and the 7.9 foot side, but the new survey is showing it's 9.9 and not 10, so he needs a 0.1
okay
foot variance for the side, the south side of the property.
Right, okay. Okay. Another question.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain the motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that what the applicant is requesting is a matter of prudence in that, trying to prevent a situation from flooding and additional costs and all those good things. So having said that, I think that the situation would allow that the request is not, or the exceptional practical difficulty is not being created by the applicant. And I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I believe that, you know, that also makes it a unique situation for the property. And I think it's a minimum to afford relief, and we didn't hear testimony at all that altering the central character of the neighborhood would be detrimental to public welfare. I'd like to note that also in the motion that we consider this all first floor living space to which would enable the applicant to encroach 5 feet into the side setback with steps. However, being the front encroachment is in excess of 5 feet, then it would need the variance of 7.7 feet. We need a variance on the south side of 0.1 feet. For the structure, and I make a motion that we approve those with case number 11,760.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,760. All those in favor of the motion?
Mr. Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Workman.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills.
Aye, for my reasons.
And I'm Mr. Calloway for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,760 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you for coming.